From years down to months, from months down to weeks, and now we're just days away from the 2025 Ireland Games in Orkney. And ahead of the Isle of Man's campaign there, we at Manx Radio have been catching up with all of the respective teams over recent weeks and months to hear about the preparations, hopes and ambitions they have for this year. In this episode of the Manx Radio Sportscast, we hear from a sport which is making an Ireland Games return after an eight-year absence, gymnastics. And what's more, the Isle of Man was a dominant force in the sport then, topping the medals table the last time it featured in Gotland in 2017. So what are the hopes this time around? Well, to find out, I caught up with Isle of Man gymnastics team manager Helen Duggan, who also explains they had the chance to compete internationally in a separate event in Åland in 2023.
It was very good because all of the teams were there. The only one that didn't have a gymnast was Bermuda. So coming into this Games, we don't know where Bermuda are with their teams. But 2 years ago, we got to have a good look at who seniors were doing and what they were doing.
And just for a bit of context, some numbers, how big in total is the Ireland team going to be? But also the range of different experiences and ages in there as well.
So we've got a team of six girls, six boys. We've got some experienced gymnasts, probably three girls in each and three boys in each, which have been seniors previously. And now we've got some juniors coming up as well.
And one of those as well, quite a story, really, a young girl called Phoebe as well, who's going to be, we believe, the youngest Isle of Man athlete in Orkney, and actually turns of age to be eligible on the day of the opening ceremony. That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yes, yes. The bylaws, we've looked at the bylaws I don't know how many times to make sure of our facts on this, but Phoebe's birthday is on the day of the opening ceremony, and that qualifies her to be in the team.
And for some of those who don't know the ins and outs of gymnastics, there are so many different disciplines out there as well. Some can specialise, some can enter into the likes of the all-arounds as well, where they may still have a bit of a kind of ace up their sleeve of sorts as well. For a spectator's perspective, just how diverse is gymnastics?
So it's really diverse, and at the Island Games, it's even more so. To allow smaller islands, we have two levels of competition. So the team day is, you might call it a lower level, but it's a more equal level for everybody, but you've got to be perfect in doing that. And then we have the FIG day, which is like the gymnastics you'd see at Commonwealth Games and Olympic Games, where it's voluntary skills, as hard as you can do, you put them in your routine. And then you have six apparatus for the men, four apparatus for the ladies, and an all-around title as well. So it's quite intense week of competition.
And when you look at the competitive side of things, there may be those out there who would dream of going on to big things in future, of course. At the last Commonwealth Games, you saw Tara Donnelly, for example, involved in the all-around, very proudly from the Isle of Man as well. How big a platform can the Ireland Games be if there are athletes out there who may look to pursue it further?
Yes, we're looking at the Ireland Games as being one of the competitions our potential Commonwealth Games athletes use in their preparations. It's in their portfolio. If they get a good result at the Ireland Games, it can put them in the eyes of the selectors for Commonwealth Games. So yes, it really is a valuable stepping stone.
And for Orkney as well, they're hosting the Games for the first time in 2025 as well. So how exciting is a completely different experience in the Ireland Games, somewhere where no one has been to before as a host nation?
Yes, Orkney's very, very unknown. They haven't been doing gymnastics very long in Orkney. They haven't got a purpose-built facility like we have. They've shipped in the equipment from Scotland. Scottish Gymnastics have loaned them all of their stuff. And they're hoping as a legacy that they will keep some and keep building their gymnastics. So this is the first year they've entered gymnastics as well.
And like you mentioned with the Isle of Man having bespoke facilities for this sort of thing, to give an idea to the listener out there, there is extensive ranges of equipment and training and all sorts. It's a magnificent facility in here. How good is it that the Isle of Man has something like this for gymnastics athletes, whether they are pushing towards the very top or getting involved for a different reason?
Yes, we are so, so lucky. We've got two facilities on the Isle of Man full of state-of-the-art equipment. The equipment is up to Commonwealth Games standard, so you can train up to the highest level. But also we both do preschool gymnastics, and we've got lots of equipment for preschool gymnasts, general gymnasts that come an hour a week. Both facilities have waiting lists. We're just crammed with gymnasts.
And looking forward again in terms of the with regards to the Island Games side of things as well, there's been people talking a little bit about, obviously it is a relatively small nation as well, just geographically as well. They're working things out of how to get people in there as well. But I'm assuming from the gymnastics side of things, everything's sorted, everyone's going to be made to feel very comfortable and welcome.
Yes, I'm sure. We have a gymnastics group and we have a coordinator for all the gymnastics nations, and she keeps us in touch in between the games. She asks us to provide news updates so that we know what other islands are doing, how our teams are progressing. We're a family, Island Games family.
And when it comes to the squad itself, in terms of the balance, what's it like between, let's say, newer athletes and those who've experienced competing at this level?
Well, all of the gymnasts that are in the competition this year, they all went to Åland. So they've all had, if you like, international experience. Some were in the junior competition and some were in the senior. So we've got a half and half mix, seniors, juniors this year.
And when it comes to the, I suppose, more experienced athletes, like you say, who have got that international experience, I'm not going to ask you to put an ultimatum on this or anything like that, but, you know, how confident are you in some of their chances of maybe coming away with a medal or two in Orkney?
We can hope. We don't know what some countries are doing. As I said, we had excellent results 2 years ago. We just hope we can live up to those and bring home some medals this time.
And for the newer faces as well, people talk about the really sort of personable experience that people have at the Island Games as well. How nice is it to know that they'll go into a positive environment where there's no pressure and they can just learn from the experience?
Yeah, this learning experience just can't be bettered, really. They get this international flavour, but without the pressure of, say, a Commonwealth Games. Some of our gymnasts also do go to the Northern European Championships, but that's a really formal event. Where this time we've got a cultural day, we have a day off from competition, we go out with the other nations, and you just can't, you know, better that. They make friends for life at these events. So some of our gymnasts in Åland are still in touch with senior gymnasts from other countries, and it's really lovely.
And just finally as well, on the schedule itself, for example, what's it looking like over the space of a week? Because the gymnastics is a little more spread out, I think, than some of the others.
It's saying spread out, it's quite intense. We start training on the Sunday, so we have a training day on the Sunday. They compete on the Monday, which is the team day, and then they have one day off on the Tuesday, which gives us a chance to at least see Orkney. Then we're back in the gym again, training Wednesday, competing Thursday, competing Friday.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.